the lads are disappointed, and but if we play like that every week, then I'm sure we'll be there or thereabouts, you know, come the end of the season, and we can take massive positives from tonight.
Yeah, really, it was up high to low in the space of seconds, wasn't it? It must have been absolute elation at the drawing level. I saw you crowding in the corner enjoying the goal. Just
yeah, directly below, I mean, that's what football is, really. That's why people love the game, you know. It's 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next you're at the very bottom, you know. It is tough to take, but I think most footballers are quite mentally strong, and like, you take the positives from that. And if we play like that next week at Peterborough, it'll be another great game, and hopefully we can get a result there.
Yeah, it must do wonders for your belief, because obviously you had a great win at Sheffield United last season, similar surroundings, yeah. And tonight you could have got blown away in the first 15 minutes, but you stayed in the game at 1-0, and then from then on the belief grew.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously they've scored an early goal, and that was the main thing, you know, we didn't crumble, and we kept on trying to do what we've been working on all week, and that's what we did. And I thought for large periods of the game we were the better team, you know, and definitely second half they were on the back foot for most of the second half, you know. And like I said, it was great performance from the boys, and we can take real positives from it.
The football on display has been excellent this season. Generally, they look good in obviously building from the back, and quite slick in the final third as well. And what we've seen evidence of tonight is the fact that actually once you've settled down, you can realise you can play on any stage.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some good players. Like, I think just because it's Crawley, a little club like that, doesn't mean we're not going to have good players. And I think right across the 16, 17 that are involved, we're all pretty good, you know. And I think the manager, the way he wants us to play, helps the players that he has, and I think we were unlucky, just really unlucky not to get something tonight.
And just generally, I mean, it's you've lost at first four, but just generally, I mean, for the season, you're having a look and thinking, well, actually, yeah, you can challenge for the playoffs again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone's seen what we did tonight, and obviously in previous games, you know, we've been fairly good away from home, really, this season so far. I don't see why not.
Personally, for yourself, two goals this season, but obviously of greater importance to your arrival of your baby on the opening day of the season. That was some
obviously it's eclipses all things football, you know, having a baby, and he's my second, and I was just glad to have a night in a hotel last night. Just get some sleep.
I was going to say, it's a footballer, I mean, because you've got to train, it's physical what you do.
Yeah, I mean, Kate's superb with him. She obviously knows me with training and that, and needing to be kind of not up all night with him. And well, I mean, I still do my fair share.
Difficult game next. Another relegated side, it's Peterborough, but you go there again and...
When we play like that, we'll give anybody a run for the money, you know. And again, like you said, they've just been relegated, and they've started a season well as well, you know. And going to London Road will be good, and we'll look forward to that. And if we play like we did tonight, then hopefully we can get a result.
Obviously, with some decent players, I think they managed to keep a lot of their squad from
last season,
apart from Gale.
Yeah, they did, and obviously they've replaced Gale with the other lad, I don't know his name, and he scored in every game, so I think they're as strong, if not stronger, than they were last season.
Because, man, I think your path's just about across. You probably only played one or two games here. The Tyrone Barnett's up there, and, you know, he was transfer listed last season, but actually is...
Yeah, he's back in the fall now. I only had a brief spell with Tyrone, so I'm sure the lads will be looking forward to coming up against him, Kyle and that, you know.
Have you played at Peterborough before?
I've played at Peterborough with Ipswich and Blackpool, actually, before, you know, so I've scored there, actually, so...
So you could open, but finally they've got a good manager from a famous family, and he's done well, though, hasn't he?
He obviously left to go to Preston, which he probably regretted that, but he got the job back, and he's been good. You know, he's obviously spots young talent, and he has put it together a really good team. You know, he's obviously got out of League One a few times. You know, so he's fair play to him.